There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Feeling nice and relaxed after hearing that music, because it's the Tracks of My Travels.
It is, and today's Tracks of My Travels belongs to British singer-songwriter Tom McRae, and he's making his Dubai debut today. He's had a sold-out European tour, but it's going to be a very intimate gig at Dubai Audio Store today, and that's just past the Business Bay Metro Station, if you want to head that way.
Yeah, it's a free gig happening tonight. It's first come, first served, but you can register on the Dubai Audio website if you fancy going down for that one. It starts at 7 o'clock.
So let's get right into it. Tom, what is song number one?
Well, I'm going to start with the complete honest cheesy one. When I was 8 years old, it's called Lost in France, Bonnie Tyler. My parents weren't really into popular music, and they only owned sort of two pop music records. One was Bob Dylan and one was Simon and Garfunkel. And so occasionally we could listen to the radio in the car, and we went on camping holidays to France because my parents were sort of vicars, and so we had to go on cheap family holidays, and that song came on the radio, and I've always had a really bad sense of direction, so just the idea of being lost in France, that always reminds me of that time, because I would wander off from the campsite and I'd always get lost and have to shout for my dad to come find me, and so we used to sing along to Lost in France by Bonnie Tyler.
And the crowd all there.
great choice for our opening tune there on the tracks of My Travels. Lady from Wales in the UK, Bonnie Tyler.
I have to admit, I had no idea until I had to find the songs today.
Well, it's a good one, that. A bit of musical education for you. It was a big hit back in the 1980s, Lost in France. I like that choice. So, Tom, what are we going to go for song number two?
It was a song that stuck in my head, and I'd never travelled anywhere. I didn't travel the world until I was in my late 20s. And that song seemed to sum up this kind of enigmatic desire to travel and to cross America, and especially crossing it by road, by bus. And it sort of haunted my memory as a kid.
When we come back, we're going to be hearing that on the tracks of My Travels. Yeah, edging in back into the tracks of My Travels. I'm loving this one. I love the first song from Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah, the first one was Lost in France, and that reminded Tom McRae of his family camping holidays when he went away to France. But the second pick is also inspired by his parents.
They had sort of not brilliant music taste, or they were a little bit older, so they didn't really kind of fit into that generation. But they did like bits of folk music, and Simon Garfunkel came under that category. And the song America was a song that stuck in my head, and I'd never travelled anywhere. I didn't travel the world until I was in my late 20s. And that song seemed to sum up this kind of enigmatic desire to travel and to cross America, and especially crossing it by road, by bus. And it sort of haunted my memory as a kid. And then when I got older, and I eventually ended up touring the States, and then ended up sort of travelling and indeed living there for a bunch of years. But even now, that song, just last summer, I was driving down the New Jersey Turnpike. And whenever you're driving along the New Jersey Turnpike, you always hear in your head the song America, because Paul Simon talks about counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike. And it's a song from my childhood, from my past, but also a song that means a lot to me now, because the time I spend there.
We'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag, so we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner pies and walked off to look for America. I said as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America, laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. Last 1 hour ago, so I looked at the scenery. She read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. Don't know why. Counting the cars.
So there we are, Simon and Garfunkel on the tracks of my travels, taking us all the way to America.
Yeah, and great picks so far. It's all about travel. It's all about Tom McRae, who's going to be in Dubai. So then, what's song number three?
Well, this is kind of when I was becoming a musician, and one of my songwriting heroes, who was a contemporary at the time, and a guy called Neil Finn, who's in a band called Crowded House, and they were becoming big then, and I really liked his sense of melody, and as a songwriter, I thought, oh, God, I'd like to be kind of like Neil Finn, and I liked his voice. They had a big hit with a song called Weather With You. So my third song is Weather With You. And because it sings about the weather, if you're English, it automatically makes you think about, you know, traveling because you have to go somewhere nice. And they made a great video which makes you think about, you know, traveling, being by the beach, etc. But also more than that, as I've sort of got a little bit of a reputation, rightly or wrongly, for being miserable and slightly darker than most, that people always say whenever I go anywhere, I make it rain. So I've played lots of festivals over the years, and when I walk out on stage, sometimes it'll start to rain. My band always say that whenever we have a day off, if I go with them, it always rains. So taking the weather with you is something that always sticks with me, and whenever we go anywhere, you know, if you have a picnic, it's one of those songs that you put on, and you think, well, if Tom's here, we better take an umbrella. Ooh.
Stormy weather at 57 Mount Pleasant Street. Well, it's the same room, but everything's different. You can fight the sleep, but not the dream. Things ain't cooking in my kitchen. Strange affliction wash over.
Yeah, just loving the groove on that one. Crowded House on the tracks of my travels and Weather With You.
And they belong to Tom McRae. And if you enjoyed that and you would like to hear more, jump online to DubaiEye1038.com and look for the Ticket podcast. We've added an extended version of this chat, including two more songs and some great travel memories to go with them.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, what's next?
Number four, number five sort of run into each other, but number four, I was living in California. I moved out to LA in 2004 and lived there for a couple of years. The weather there, so different to where I grew up, probably not too different to where you are now, but the bright blue skies, the longer days, and the sort of the desert climate of California really sort of resonated with me, was exciting and new. And Joni Mitchell sums that up, and the song California by Joni Mitchell from the album Blue is one of those great songs that really is so perfect for the place. So if you're in a place and you put on a songwriter who comes from there, who sings about that place, suddenly you feel that everything is matches and is perfect. And also on that song, California, she sings about meeting a redneck on a Grecian isle and sitting in a park in Paris, France. So it's a song about traveling itself. And as a songwriter who always wanted to use his music to see the world, who ended up living in California, Joni Mitchell is still one of my idols. And that song is a song that I probably listen to, you know, a couple of times a week.
Sitting in a park in Paris, France, reading the news and it sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. That was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. All the California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset pig. California, I'm coming home. Met a redneck on a Grecian isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera in a cell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelettes and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news on your read just give you the blues. Caught a plane to Spain, went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California, California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am? Strung out on another man, California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full of strangers. All the news at home you read more about the war and the bloody.
And lastly, where are you going to go?
Well, here's the thing. I really love living in LA, and I spend quite a lot of time in America. And I do a lot of traveling, but I don't do a lot of traveling on my own. I'm always with people. And I quite like the notion of just being somewhere on my own. It can be on any desert road, any highway, as long as it's long and straight and the sky is blue. And because he died recently, and because he means so much to me, this is by Tom Petty. It's Running Down a Dream. And it is one of the most perfect driving songs. And so I like doing what a lot of people do, which is probably just winding down the window, turning up the music. And it has the best first line. It sums everything up. It was a beautiful day. The sun beat down. I had the radio on. I was driving. And it seems so free and so freeing. And I love that idea. So it can be literally anywhere in the world. Give me a straight road. Give me a blue sky. And give me that on the hi-fi and I'm happy.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down, I had the radio on, I was driving.
possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.